following program was previously recorded.
This is a special edition of Live and Local. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. And socially distanced from the studios at 33rd and Burt, my guest today is Wendy Lowenstein. She is the director of the Omaha Virtual School. Wendy, thank you so much for joining me today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Before there was a pandemic, the Omaha Virtual School was already up, running, and growing at really quite an impressive rate. Can you talk about the school and how it developed a little bit?
Yeah, so Omaha Virtual School is a blended online program. So what that means is students attend on site at our location at the Tech Building on 32nd and Cummings one day a week. And the rest of their coursework is done at home online using our curriculum. So essentially, it's very similar to what folks and families experienced during the pandemic time, except we do typically require a face-to-face session for students to come in and engage with their peers. And so the pandemic only really impacted us in regards to we missed that those sessions where students came on site.
What changes did you have to make to the curriculum in order to bridge that gap?
Well, and I just want to make clear, too, we are a part of Omaha Public Schools, so we followed the grading protocol for the district during the pandemic. But what really our students do when they are on site is they do a lot of hands-on collaborative work to really teach the skills of collaboration, communication, critical thinking, innovation, inquiry, all that good stuff. So, for example, for science, we did a lot of our lab work there where students work together. In math, they did a lot of small group problems solving and a lot of discussion and debate in social studies and in English. So really what they missed was that type of engagement face-to-face. We can and are able to replicate that in an online environment through the use of Microsoft Teams. However, you still miss that human element. But we were able to make a decent transition a little bit easier than some.
Well, you've got two events planned, and the first one happens this week. It's on June 10th from 10 to 11 a.m. It's a Facebook Live event that I would like you to explain to me, please.
Yeah, absolutely. So on June 10th, we are going to have a Facebook Live event. The event is just an information session where I will facilitate mostly information about the program, and then we'll open it up for questions for families. So I will share just our procedures, our routines, our expectations as a program. It should really only take about half hour or so, depending on how many questions we have. And that will run through our Omaha Virtual School Facebook page that we will start that event from.
While we're at it, probably a good time to mention that omahavirtualschool.org is the website. And from that website, you can not only see the information about this June 10th event, but you can also see all the information about those and a link to the Facebook page as well, correct?
Yes, absolutely.
Very good. Now, if we can just jump forward to the July 8th event, that's going to be a Zoom event. So what would people need to do to prepare for a Zoom event?
Right. So we decided to offer it in both formats, Facebook and Zoom, one in June and one in July, because we know that some might be more familiar or comfortable with one or the other formats. You just need to have the link, and then we have a password or an access code for that session. So I know a lot of families have been using Zoom, so we thought that would just be an easier platform for families to join as well.
Are these two different events, or is this the same informational event on two different dates on two different platforms?
Good question. It's the exact same event. It's an information session where I'll be sharing information about our program and open it up to questions. So it's the same event, just two opportunities, as we know people's schedules are busy in the summer.
Very good. We don't know yet what's going to happen with Omaha Public Schools regarding opening. That said, do you have any visibility on Omaha Virtual School as to what you will be doing, since already your infrastructure for virtual education is in place and that curriculum is already established?
Right. So, again, we'll follow protocol that the district has set in force for the standards for the district. If one of those scenarios is to be a blended type scenario where students come on different days and times during the week, then we would remain as usual. Our schedule will remain as usual. Right now, as usual, is students report to school one day a week, and it's a full day. K-8 students can attend either on Tuesday or Thursday, and high school students can attend either on Monday or Wednesday or Friday. So if we start, if the district starts in a blended environment, we will stick with our schedule as usual. Our numbers are fairly decent. So we don't have more than and won't have more than 20 kids in a classroom or whatever the district decides that we need to do. We can work with that with our numbers and our classrooms. So if it goes all online, then we start all online and we are set up for that as well.
She is the director of Omaha Virtual School, Dr. Wendy Lowenstein. Thank you so much for joining me today. Appreciate it, and good luck this summer.
Thank you so much for having me.